It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's 720 WGN. Thank you, Bertrand. You might want to stick around because we're going to get to know some people today on the radio. Our producer, Kevin Richter, will be getting married this weekend. How many days, Kevin?
Two.
Wow. Did you hear the voice there? Did you hear that too?
Yeah.
That was subtle, but there was a break.
It's busy. It's busy getting things together.
Yep.
His wife to be. How does that sound? Sarah Garris in the studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Wife to be.
I am definitely excited, and the nerves are kicking in.
Are they starting to kick in a little bit?
They definitely are. I mean, it's the exciting part right now, though. So about a month ago, it was all stress and, you know, getting all of the loose ends tied, and I feel like now we're finally like, oh my God,
let's
this
get
is
this party
happening.
Starting.
Yes.
Started.
She seems so much more together than Kevin, really.
You really are. You're handling it way better than Kevin
I think
is.
So.
Every morning I come in, he's crying. He's in, in the office.
She knows him, right?
He's weeping.
He's a hot mess.
Yes, he is a hot mess. That's exactly true. It really is true. And not only are you here, but your father is here. Ahmed is here. And thank you, sir, for being here. We really appreciate it. So we met you the other day. You came by on a tour. And what a night. We were all saying what a nice man you are.
You're a very nice man, too. You gave me a very big hug.
A huge hug.
Is that kind of weird that Bill just hugged you? He's not typically a hugger, but he felt the need to hug you.
Really?
It's several reasons. Number one, you.
I'm not going to come back.
It's you're from another land, and I wanted to represent the United States in embracing you. So that was my goal there.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Ahmed, are you? This is your first daughter to get married.
Yes.
Is how does that feel for you? Is that nerve wracking?
No, it isn't. It's very natural.
He's the calmest out of the bunch.
I'm very calm.
You seem calm. You seem calm. Now, I know Kevin was described to you by Sarah, but then when you got to meet him, what were your impressions of Kevin? What did you think about him?
Exactly as she described.
Yeah.
Kevin's a very nice guy.
Yep.
He's one of those people you feel comfortable with immediately.
Yes.
So she was...
He's okay.
He is okay.
What, me or him?
Both of you.
Both
can I pay? I'll pay Kevin the biggest compliment ever. I also have two daughters, and if either of my daughters brought home a guy like Kevin, I'd be thrilled. I'd say you couldn't do better than this.
Yes, but they're not going to bring Kevin back.
No. It'll be somebody like Kevin. It won't actually be Kevin.
Kevin's nice. He's a nice guy.
He's
cares about people. He's a gentleman. He is a good guy, and I'm anxious to see how well you know your soon-to-be husband.
Oh,
how weird does that sound?
Goodness. Yep. Yes, the word husband just sounds very adult. Like, I feel like we're like playing house. Like, it's like, you know, husband.
You were playing house. Now it's for real.
Yeah, now it's for real. It's husband and wife. It's serious.
Yes.
There's still time to back out.
So,
don't even.
I know, I still got 48 hours, right?
Don't say that. The man who's giving you a back rub is our boss, Jimmy DeCastro.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Sarah.
And this is Todd Manley, our other
we're
boss.
We're partying together. Woo!
That's how excited everybody is for you.
Thank you.
At that moment where you're walking Sarah down the aisle, that is such an important moment in any man's life to be giving his daughter away to her future husband. Are you going to tear up a little bit? Will you be a little?
No, I'll be great. I'm just going to have a big grin.
It's a really amazing moment. It really is. And you have to be happy that she chose someone who's going to be great to her.
I completely agree.
Isn't it weird that they're living together though and not married?
Shut
that's
up.
Kinda that's kinda that's really I don't think that's right.
I think it's perfectly normal these days.
All right. Are you okay with that? That's fine with you? Okay.
Totally.
I don't think it's happening.
But now you're staying with them and Kevin's saying how weird it is for you to sleep between them while you're
in town.
That's kinda weird.
I mean, the living together thing is not a bad idea because life certainly changes when you get married and move in together.
And honestly, I don't really see it as a way of testing one another out. I think it's more so a convenience thing. You know, we were spending so much time together outside of work.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense for us to keep commuting to one another.
Absolutely.
So it was certainly not a way of testing the relationship. It was just, hey, this is going to work.
Right.
Let's just do this.
That's so nice to hear.
All right. I'm anxious to get to the questions here.
I'm not.
All right. No, don't be nervous. Here's what we thought. You guys have been together for a good long time, over 4 years, correct?
Yep, about 4.5 years.
All right. So there are things that we would hope that within the 4 years you guys have talked about, the things in Kevin's past that you're probably aware of. So we've come
up
with... Don't
worry. He's making it sound worse than it is.
These are going to be great.
Not things in his past, like...
Nothing
his
bad.
Skeletons in his closet.
No. You know Kevin. He doesn't have any dark moments, does he? Or does he? Maybe he does.
No, he doesn't.
No? All right, so we've come up with some questions. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. And these are things that we would hope you would know about Kevin, and we'll test you. You're okay with that?
Yes.
All right, and you're certainly welcome to help on any of these. I'm sure you'll know some of them, too.
I bet you won't. How many times have you met him before?
Once.
Just once.
Well, I'm sure taking a leap of faith.
We spent 10 days together at my home in Istanbul, and yeah. That was very nice.
He glowed. He came back. He was so happy with the way that went and meeting you. He said nothing but great things.
So, really?
Yeah. Really, really.
Are you going to hug him again?
I may. Before this day is out.
Hug you.
Before this day is out, I will. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out exactly how much Sarah knows about Kevin. That's coming up in just a little bit. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Our producer, Kevin Richter, is getting married on Friday. We're giving away tickets in just a little bit, 312-981-7200, if you'd like to attend the wedding. His fiancée, Sarah, is here, as well as her father, Amit, and we've come up with a bunch of questions to test and see how exactly well you know your future husband. You're comfortable with this. You've signed all the documents that our lawyers have prepared.
Let's do this.
All right. In addition to being our producer... Kevin is also currently in a band called Fade, F-A-A-D-E, Fade. What was the band that Kevin was in prior to the band Fade?
Orman Lang.
Very nice.
Orman Lang.
I felt like I had to say it really fast, too. I don't know why.
Because you don't want him to think you have to think about this.
That was outstanding. That was very, very good. You are one for one, Sarah. Question number two. Which member of the Chicago Blackhawks does Kevin find to be... Yeah. And I quote, the most adorable. Which member of the Chicago Blackhawks does Kevin find to be?
This is tough.
And I quote, the most adorable.
Is it a current Blackhawk?
Yes. Yes. And it's someone he's crushing on big time.
Loves
because
him.
Whenever we compare Blackhawks players, he always brings up this person.
Oh, God.
He thinks he's really, really... Look at how cute he is.
Mm-hmm. I don't say it like that.
No, you don't. You say, he is a good-looking man, Wendy. That's how you say
it. Yeah, he's a handsome man.
Yep.
Well, there was... A handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Jalmerson, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is Nicholas Jalmerson.
Very, I can't believe you got that.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay.
You are.
I like this.
You are 2 out of 2, Sarah. Very, very nice. Which of Kevin's teachers did he have a large crush on as a small boy?
Come on.
Can I weigh in on if she'll know these ones or not?
This one might be a tough one.
I don't think you have any chance of knowing.
You've never discussed
this? I don't think
this?
We've even talked about this. Do I need to know something, Kevin?
Their first fight right here on the air.
Here it is. You do not know the
really
answer to this
know.
One.
I mean, no.
Kevin, please enlighten all of us. Which teacher did you have a huge crush on?
In third grade, my teacher was Miss Nesheim, and I had a big crush on her.
Right.
Nesheim?
Miss Nesheim.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
no idea.
I don't think I ever told you that.
No.
I see daggers in Sarah's eyes right now.
There's going to be some problems. Is it weird that she's coming to the wedding, Sarah? That's kind of weird, right?
Well, I put together the RSVPs, so I can pull them apart, too.
You're in good shape, though. You're 2-1. That is not bad. How about this? As cool as Kevin pretends to be, he has an involvement in a certain game that shows off his true nerdy style. What game is Kevin involved in?
It's Sim City.
Oh. Well, I think we have to specify because there may be two games that he's involved in. One is electronic.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
One is electronic. Can I just say, we didn't know that he played SimCity as well, so we have more material to tease him.
Every morning, after coffee or
it's
with coffee,
SimCity.
It's SimCity.
But if he's getting together with a group of people to play.
Gosh. Oh, my God.
God, I am
I know
so
exactly
glad
what it is.
You don't
it's
know this.
It's got elves, and it's got his friend Teddy actually has a cat in it. It's like a giant cat that has like a – yours is called Chicken. You have one, too.
Hmm.
Can I give her another clue?
Yeah, you can.
It's not
clue.
A video game, this one that they're talking about.
See, there's so many games.
I know.
Apparently, I'm really nerdy. Jeez.
This is – I don't want to give it away too much, but something you would play with –
if you were not going to ever get married.
Is that safe? It's not a video game, though, so it's a
not,
phone game?
No. Can we say what type of game it is?
Yeah.
A card game.
Oh! God, what was it called?
It's not poker.
No,
You can help if you want.
I don't think he knows.
You don't know the answer? Okay.
It's backgammon.
Is it backgammon? It is not backgammon.
I have no idea. Just 2 seconds here. Hold on. All right. It's also got elves and things.
Yes.
And capes and
I like
hats.
Elves and things.
Yep.
I mean, I do.
And you go in phases with this game, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I haven't played in a while.
Boy, you're so close.
God, I can't. Can I come back to this question?
Yeah.
Because I know the answer.
All right,
and
we'll come back to that.
And actually, he hid my ring in this box.
Oh, no,
would
really?
Never look in it. That's
exactly because
that's funny.
So I know the game.
We can come back to that one.
Yeah.
Right. I will tell you this. I have two teenage boys that have a wedding gift that they've prepared for you because even they don't like the game.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
All right, so we're still at two correct, one incorrect, and one on hold. We'll come back to that
okay.
one. Kevin's brother Alex is serving as the best man at your wedding. What is Alex's middle name?
Robert.
It is. Wow, that was fast, too. Very nice.
Hey,
you are now 3-1.
That was good.
Excellent. Which WGN personality is the most upset over not being invited to Friday's
Matt
wedding?
Matt Bubala.
Matt Bubala is absolutely correct.
You, Matt, for the record. I think you're great.
Has that come up at home a little bit?
You could say a little bit.
It's a numbers game. It really is. I mean, we're lucky to be invited.
Right.
Yes.
Right. What is the official drink of Kevin's father? Which drink does Kevin's father usually have?
Bud Light.
Yep.
In a bottle.
Wow.
How impressive
is this?
Yeah, Kevin thought his dad liked it in the can.
I said it that way.
That's the way he said it, and his father's not spoken to him since. What was Kevin's first paying job?
There's two that I know of, and I'm going to go with my gut and say McDonald's, or was it cookies?
McDonald's is what I have down, but that was his first formal job. And then,
yeah.
Kevin, before that, what did you do?
I had an off-the-books job, too. I worked for a home builder, like sweeping houses and stuff, just for cash.
You get the point on McDonald's.
Yeah.
So you are 6-1 right
You're
now.
You're better than I expected.
Hold.
Did you know that he did that before McDonald's? Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
Does he do that at home?
Well, I mean, you'd think he'd do it a bit more, considering he's got the training
right.
for it, right?
Sarah, which brand of motorcycle did Kevin sell to finance the purchase of your engagement ring?
He
sold his motorcycle to buy an engagement ring for you in a very O. Henry-type story. What was that motorcycle?
It was a vintage Honda, and it was blue with an orange stripe.
Wow. A Honda Hawk.
Yep.
Very nice.
That is pretty impressive.
You are 7-1 right now. Let's go to this one. Your nickname for Kevin is Kevo. Give me two more nicknames that Kevin is sometimes known by.
On my behalf?
On anybody's behalf. Just other names that
Kev,
we can say
Kev.
On the air. Kev is one of them, yeah.
Oh,
we'll accept that one.
Krev.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that
I don't have Krev down. Is that one of them? Who says Krev?
My friend Teddy, for some reason, that just always throws an R in there. I don't
All
know
right.
why.
What is your nickname for Sarah?
Dingus?
Yeah.
Dingle?
Well,
Sarah?
Wait, where did that come from?
Terrible.
Why?
Terrible.
That's awful.
He's
why?
So romantic.
Do you think I like it?
No.
Dingle?
No.
Sounds like something else.
It does. Kev, that's not good.
Well, it started from, we like set a policy, the worst thing we're supposed to call each other is, what is it? Dummy?
Dummy is the meanest thing we can ever say to each other.
Then I went on to dingus,
no
and then
swearing.
From dingus came dingle,
yeah.
and so on and so on.
Yeah.
It's a natural progression.
From
sure
dummy to dingus to dingle, just keeps getting better.
Still, if that's the worst you call each other, I think you're in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you got two of them. We will accept Kev. We will accept Krev. We would also have accepted Special K, the missing Hemsworth.
I was going
K-Bone,
to say Special K.
Yeah. Razzles, Dr. Munch Munch, the Liberator, and the Hunky Monkey. Any of those are nicknames that Kevin is known by. Amit, are you still good with this wedding?
Absolutely.
All right. You seem
portions of this game may be fabricated.
Yeah. All right. Well, now, we have to go back. There was one that we didn't get to, and that is the game that Kevin is involved in that some would say leads you to believe that he may be on the nerdish side, but he's not. He's a very cool guy. What is that game? Can you tell us?
You know, I think my subconscious is just trying to forget.
Suppress it a little bit?
It's like...
Can you give me one hint?
Well, we
of
all
one...
get together.
No, I know the... Oh, Gathering. The Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
Okay. Magic the Gathering.
That's
9-1.
Which one did she get wrong?
9 correct, 1 wrong.
His crush on his third grade teacher.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah, that was really tough.
I thought you were going to do worse than that, honestly. Well done.
That was excellent. 9-1. That's fantastic.
I think this is going to be a positive thing.
It is going to be.
The marriage will last. The odds showing it, the marriage will last.
I'm so glad we figured that out. Thank you guys so much.
Can you ask the question real quick? There was one question that we didn't include in this that I thought was such a good question about bad habits. Do you remember that one, Wendy?
Oh, yes. What would he say is your most annoying habit?
Oh, I have two.
Oh.
I would say that I worry too much and that I'm, he calls me morning chaos because
he brought that up.
I'm such a morning person and he is too, but not on my level. Like I'm up. I have to wake everybody up. You know, it's time for coffee.
There will be times where I'm, you know, sometimes I work these overnight shifts and I'm still asleep and she'll come in and I'm, you know, I'm out completely and she'll just come into the room as if we were mid conversation. So then I said to her, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? What is that?
It's not an exaggeration. I know this about myself.
Yeah.
And so, one final bonus question here. Who would play Kevin in a movie of his life?
You would want it to be that one guy. Gosh, I forgot.
Nicholas Jalmerson.
Yeah, Jalmerson.
No.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's
Nicolas
good.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is interesting.
What?
Wow.
You like Nicolas Cage?
No, it's just a joke.
He does look like the Hemsworth brothers, though.
That's
you have
what it
to
was.
Admit, right?
I was going to say, you would want it to be Chris Hemsworth.
Nicolas Cage. Now I'm having second thoughts.
You did fantastic on this.
Thank
you. Got
you.
9 out of 10, and you got the bonus questions. This
not
is
so
great.
Bad.
This is very, very good. Amit, great to see you. We'll all see you on Friday, all
Thank
of us except
much.
Matt Bubala, I mean.
Oh, stop.
I've heard about him. Who is he?
He's just a wedding crasher.
What
who crashed?
Okay, what?
Keep your eye open for him.
He'll be outside the window like at The Graduate,
right,
yelling
Elaine. Yeah. But great to see you again. And we're so happy for both of you, for all of you, really. We're all looking forward to Friday.
Thank you.
We really are
as well. Thank you.
Yep.
And Amit, Sarah's a wonderful woman. And your other daughter, Elif, who is going to be filling in for Kevin, is a wonderful woman as well.
Woo-hoo.
And Sarah lucked out with a really awesome guy. He's going to take great care of her.
I completely agree.
Excellent.
Isn't
love
that
is in the air.
Love is in the air. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Rowan and Anna have coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.